On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria môre op na 26, Johannesburg 25, Rustenburg op na 28 grade.
Ewige vertragings in Bedford View op die N3 Noord op pad na die Gilulies Wisselaar en jy kan ook vertragings verwag in Midrand. Daar's 'n stilstaande motor op die N1 Noord by Nieuwweg.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. Real Madrid's Trent Alexander-Arnold out for 2 months with a thigh injury and Australia's Mitchell Starc breaks Wasim Akram's record.
Die Hooggeregshof in Pretoria het die voormalige president Jacob Zuma sy aansoek om uitspraak oor sy regskoste om te keer van die hand gewys. Hy moet steeds die minstens 28 miljoen rand se regskoste betaal in die wapentransaksiesaak teen hom. Cliff Schickard meer.
In his ruling, Judge Anthony Miller said there was no basis to believe another court will reach a different conclusion. Zuma's legal team argues that the 2021 ruling did not name Zuma personally as being liable for the legal fees. When the ruling was delivered in October this year, Zuma was given a 60-day deadline to pay back the money, or the state attorney could approach the court to attach his pension and assets. The appeal application was dismissed with cause. Clef Shiko for Jacaranda Newswatch.
Die Hooggeregshof in Gauteng het intussen die metro beveel om onmiddellik op te tree teen diegene wat toegang tot sekere gesondheidsdienste verhoed het. Die hof sê dis die owerheid se mandaat om die reg tot toegang vir gesondheidsorg vir almal te verseker. Dr. Sonder Grense se Clearwaterhouse beskou dit as 'n oorwinning.
The case was brought by MSF and our partners, the Treatment Action Campaign and Kopanang Africa Against Xenophobia, represented by Section 27, after months of inaction by authorities while patients without South African identity documents were blocked from entering public health facilities.
Sy sê hulle gaan seker maak dat die relevante owerheid die uitspraak gehoorsaam. En by die Madlanga Kommissie het die minister van Polisie Senzo Mqunu gesê dat hy 'n goeie verhouding gehad het met die nasionale polisiekommissaris van die Masemola. Die voorsitter van die kommissie, regter Mboyiseli Madlanga, wou egter weet hoekom hy dan nie gewag het dat Masemola hom inlig voordat hy besluit het om die politieke moorde taakspan te ontbind nie. Anastasie Mokgobo hou verwikkelinge dop.
Inside the commission, the exchange grew more pointed as Madlanga asked the minister to give a direct answer on who should have advised him before he acted. Mqunu eventually conceded that Masemola was, in fact, the official best place to brief him.
We all know that you took that decision without asking him to brief you on whether the PKTD should be disbanded. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Mqunu said he believed engagement could have happened afterwards and insisted he remained open to a review or reversal of the directive if necessary. Anastasia Mokgobo for Jacaranda Newswatch in Pretoria.
In 'n afvaardiging van die VN Veiligheidsraad het sy eerste besoek aan Sirië ooit afgelê vandag. Die rede is om die internasionale gemeenskap se ondersteuning aan die land se nuwe leierskap te bevestig. Pretoria môre op na 26 en Johannesburg 25 grade, Mbombela 27, Skukuza 31, Polokwane 27 en Messina 31 grade, Mahikeng en Rustenburg altyd op na 28 grade môre. Ek's Marlene Versheen, dien jy weer na die nuus wil luister, besoek jackrandfm.com, klik op Jackpot vir die dag se nuus. Watch bulletins. Ek's terug om 7.